There should not be any secrets in the communities of light. The whole idea of knowing the self is to reach a point where our three personalities, what we think we are, what other people think we are, and what we really are, become one, God. Of course, the very reason that what we think we are and what we really are is different is that we do not really want to know ourselves. When we truly know ourselves, what we think we are and what we really are become one. The reason that what we are is different than what other people think we are is that other people do not know themselves either. Therefore, they look at us through their personality, not their essence. And so their perception is colored with their personality, wrong understandings, cultures, past experiences, etc. Most probably, therefore, what they see is different than what we really are. In the case of how other people see us, we have less control than in the case of how we see ourselves. We can close the gap between who we are and what we think we are by knowing the self. Then, of course, we can also clearly see who other people truly are, the essence, God. The only way we can help others to see themselves and others as they truly are is to guide them to know themselves so they can also see us as we truly are. Communities of light are a great help in accelerating this process of knowing oneself. As it is clearly proven, man does not want to know the self and does not want to face who he really is. Others, however, can see another person better than they can see themselves. As a person has to be open to the self, and there should not be any hidden secrets between him and the self, so that he can truly know himself, there should also not be hidden secrets in a community. What we try to hide from other people are things we are trying to hide from ourselves. If we are not willing to face these hidden behaviors, and if we are also unwilling to let the community know them, then these behaviors will be hidden from us forever, and we will never truly know the self, God. In fact, a great function in the COLs is that everyone is an open book to everyone else. In this process of knowing one another, we can help each other to know ourselves. Since others are much better at seeing us, or at least identifying our faults, than we are at seeing ourselves, others in the community can help us to know ourselves. Indeed, one of the functions of the Community Unity meeting on Saturdays is for others to point out where we can improve ourselves in the COL. If we are not willing to see ourselves and do not let others point us to where we can improve, we will never know ourselves. Besides the personal privacy, what we do in our rooms and or houses, which should not be immoral, whatever else that affects the community should be an open book to everyone in the community of light. The community should help each individual to progress to become a better and more productive member in that community. If an individual in the community resists this process, he or she is not community material. Either they have to change this resistance, or they will not last long in a COL. Also, there should not be any secrets in a marriage. The rules above go beyond the COLs in this case, as the wife and husband can further help one another to progress and become one, since they are together even in their private quarters. In all cases, Each individual should have the best intentions to help the other individual or individuals. They should also be open themselves to the input from other people so they can also see their deeper motives. The whole process should make everyone have deeper meditation on who they really are, and so become their essence. They should be open with no hidden secrets and or agenda. Hidden agenda is a disease itself.